Welcome back into the game on Tuscaloosa Sports Authority 99.1 WDGM. Remind you about Nukes Express Cafe, the balcony that you can smell championships. Today I went over and had a Nukes favorite. It's called the best salad in T-Town. It is great. Mick and I've got him addicted to this Nukes favorite salad. That's what the name of it is. It's got a sherry vinaigrette. I like the artichokes. For something about the artichokes mixed with the salad, it's this time of the year. It's 100 degrees. The salads are really nice and cool on the inside. Great atmosphere. You always see a lot of people in there for lunch. They really pride themselves on getting you in and out. Nukes Express Cafe on University Boulevard. Mick Gillespie is with us. He's joining us from Kodak, Tennessee. He's calling the Tennessee Smokies games. That's the AA affiliate for the Chicago Cubs. Taking a couple of inning break and letting his sidekick call those games up in Kodak. And we're going to talk with John Michael Boswell. Mick, we saw this guy play for County High. We called his high school games, and now we're very happy to see him in studio, a guy that walked away from the University of Alabama with two rings on his finger, winning the national title. John Michael Boswell joins us here in studio. John, it's good to see you. Thank you so much.
Yes, sir. Thank you for having me.
Well, let's talk. Where's all this jewelry? I see the one there. That's...
That's this year's.
Okay. So you've already got that.
Yeah, we got two this year, and this is the one that the school got us.
Okay. So. Okay. All right. So John Michael Boswell showing some of the jewelry out. What does it feel like to be on the pinnacle of college football and winning it all?
It's a great feeling. You know, you work so hard during the year, that's what you dream of. I mean, growing up as a kid, you dream of holding that crystal ball, and to be able to do it and do it twice was amazing.
Is the first one, does it give you motivation because you create, it's kind of like having a ribeye. You have that ribeye, you don't want to just stop at one. You want to go back and get another one. Does that motivate you guys to go back and play this year?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Once you taste it, that success one time, you definitely want it the next time. You know, you want it even worse, you know.
John, let me throw a couple of questions out to you, and I believe we're going to be talking to some of your other teammates that played with you, and we're talking to John Michael Boswell, played on the offensive line for the University of Alabama, had a chance to be a standout at County High. John, can you walk us through that Sunday afternoon watching the selection, not committee, because it was a selection process of the BCS. What was that Sunday afternoon like for you?
It was real nervous. I mean, it was a real nervous day. We had our team banquet that night, and you know, we were just sitting around the house and getting ready for that, and that was all that was on TV, and you couldn't change the channel without seeing somebody talking about it. And you know, I just tried to get away from it, and I thought we were in. I felt pretty confident, but then everybody was saying it's going to be the closest race in history, and you know, you start feeling nervous. Then we got up to the banquet, and Coach Saban told us that we were in, and we were all excited.
All right, by no means, we're not going to tweet out your comments. You're talking to the majority of six counties, make up a lot of Alabama fans, so you're not going to make anybody really irritated. But college playoffs going to be implemented in 2014, 1, 2, 3, 4. As someone that's been there and had to sweat out that Sunday afternoon waiting for the University of Alabama's name to pop up there and play LSU in New Orleans, your thoughts about college playoffs?
I like the idea of a 4-team playoff. I think it gives more teams an opportunity to get in there and win it on the field. At the same time, you're still going to have the same criticism, you know, now that you have from teams 3 and 4. You're still going to have that from teams 5 and 6. And it just adds more games, you know, to the schedule. And I don't think that's what we need as players. I don't think that's what, you know, the guys want, is adding more games and having to get ready like that.
Now, Mick, you jump in here, man. You may have some questions for John Michael Boswell, a guy that normally sits in the seat that you're sitting in, is up in Kodak, Tennessee, calling baseball games, and he takes a hiatus for a couple of months and joins us when he can, and we talk a lot of college football. But, Mick, you jump in here, man, if you've got a question for John Michael. Okay. I thought Mick
– yeah. And, you know, it's like, I guess the toughest part for me with the playoff is, I mean, for you guys that have to go through it physically, how tough is it when you get to the end of the season and you got all these games that are added on to not only physically hold up, but to get your schoolwork done?
Oh, it's very tough. You know, we played 13 games this year, and you know now we played 14, and if we'd had to play that SEC championship game this year, I don't know that some of our guys would have been able to play in it. We were so banged up, and we were kind of like the walking wounded, and it's tough with all your responsibilities, you know, off the field as far as classwork and tutoring and things like that. It's tough to keep up and then have to go to practice and get treatment for your injuries. It's a lot of work.
We're talking with John Michael Boswell. We're talking about his playing days at the University of Alabama. He's a local product from Northport, Alabama. Played at County High, and we're very affiliated with County High. And no doubt we try to spread the love with high school football because we enjoy it. But Coach Gibson, Coach Higginbotham, former coach there. And I'm trying to kind of relive my days, but I think you played 1 year under Coach Higginbotham. Am I correct?
I played all years under Coach Higginbotham.
Okay, and then Coach Gibson came in as you
– He came in not the year after I was gone, but the next year, the 2 years after I was gone.
Great coach, no doubt. And Coach Gibson also big – you know, I have a great friendship with him as well. And County High is got a lot of talent over there this year. 36 seniors, think. Maybe a little bit more. I'm putting pressure out there on Coach Gibson. You know, these coaches, they don't want you to ever talk about expectations.
Oh, yeah.
But Northport's very excited about the Wildcats' chance. All right, what's it like playing for Nick Saban?
It's been a great experience. He's a great coach. He's a guy that pushes you hard, but he you know, I know he's a tough guy with the media and everything like that, but he really loves us, and he shows it, and he does everything he can for you. And even after you're done playing football, he'll help you out in any way he can. So it's just a great joy to be able to play for him.
We're going to be giving away Ringo Star tickets in the final segment, but let me do this. We're not going to have time to squeeze in two other trivia questions, but if you'll take the first two callers, Alan, we'll give the celebration on the river. That's coming up July the 4th at the Tuscaloosa Amphitheater. Those tickets are available. We've got two family four-packs, and the next two callers can have those. We'll make sure that we put your name up front, but make sure you remember if you've won. In the last little bit, you're ineligible. So we've got two family four-packs, and they are available by calling 342-9904. We're visiting with John Michael Boswell, former player at the University of Alabama. Not that we don't want you to break down your old teammates, but coming off of a national title, because you've done this, mm-hmm. How hard is it to get refocused to go play a tough team in the Michigan Wolverines? I mean, that's a hard game.
Yeah, it's tough. That's what we really struggled with in 2010 was coming back and getting that same hunger that we had the year before. I mean, we wanted to win it, and guys still had that drive, but at the same time, we thought that we could just go out and win it just because we were Alabama, and we didn't have to put in the same amount of work. And I think these guys this year are more prepared. You know, they've got guys that have been there and been through it, like Nico Johnson and AJ and Chance Warmack and Barrett and guys like that, that are really going to be there and step up, you know, leadership roles and help guide the team and help them be more prepared to take on that challenge.
John, is that the best offensive line in the country?
Oh, yeah, I think so.
You're biased, right? Yeah. You admit that, but yeah. That's a talented group of guys right there.
Yeah, I don't think there's any doubt. That's the best, in my opinion. I played with all those guys and watched them, and it's a great group. And I haven't seen anybody better. I'm excited to watch them this year.
All right, what's AJ like in the huddle? We see this quarterback that's got a little bit of swagger. You know, some people really like that. I mean, he's a guy that he's really accepted the reins of being a leader. What's he like in the huddle?
He's very confident. You know, he knows what he's doing, and he comes in there and he takes over. He takes control. And that's what you like out of your quarterback, somebody that's going to take control, step up, and be that leader on the field, be that coach on the field. And he really did a good job of that this year and really controlled the offense.
Mick Gillespie up in Kodak, Tennessee. John Michael Boswell. My name is Ryan Fowler. Mick, go ahead.
Yeah, I want to know, I know this is probably a tough question, but of the two national championships, which one means more to you and why?
Well, to me, I think this year means more to me. I mean, it's being my senior year and being, as you know, we're coming off the tornado, what happened in April, and you know, we had some adversity. We lost to LSU and then fought back and really played our hearts out and got back into the national championship. And showed, you know, that we were a good team and we can compete with anybody, and really dominated the national championship game.
What was Coach Saban like after the LSU loss?
You know, he just told us to stay positive. That was his main thing. You know, he told us we could still do everything that we wanted to do. We had a chance at that time to get in the SEC championship game. We still had a chance to win the national championship, which we did. And he was just keeping us positive. You know, everybody was disappointed, no doubt. But at the same time, we knew we still had a lot of football left to play and a lot to play for.
We're talking with John Michael Bosbo. A lot of questions coming in. Different people say, ask him this and ask him this. And let's talk about this defense. It seems like the offense, there's some confidence there that you feel like that the offense may be asked to carry this football team. But talk about some guys that you have high expectations of on that defensive side of the football, because you've went up against those guys. I know you highlighted a couple of those during the break and said, hey, look, this guy's talented. But looking at that group of guys, who may shock some Crimson Tide fans on that defensive side of the football?
Oh, yeah. Our defense, I mean, is losing some great players, but there's a lot of talent behind them. I look at, you know, guys like Adrian Hubbard and Xavier Dixon, guys that are really good pass rushers and haven't had that chance to play because of guys like, you know, Courtney Upshaw and Dante Hightower that are really going to get a chance to step up and play this year. And I'm looking for guys like that to make a big impact.
Talent level's pretty deep over there.
Oh, it is. I mean, there's guys, you know, working the scout team that, you know, could be starting and playing anywhere in the country.
What is it like to put that crimson jersey on? And for a guy that grew up in the shadows of the University of Alabama, for finally you have that chance, what is it like to put that crimson jersey on?
Oh, it was an honor. I mean, it was just pure joy, you know, get to run out of that tunnel wearing the crimson jersey every Saturday and represent the state and the community. It was something that I'm very proud of and very blessed that I got an opportunity to do that.